From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. BP says it is now capturing oil at the rate of 5,000 barrels a day from a pipe spewing at the seafloor. That's the official estimate of the total spill. But as NPR's Richard Harris tells us, oil is still gushing into the Gulf.
Experts have said for a week now that the official estimate of the oil spill is far too low. That conclusion is based on undersea videos that were first scientifically analyzed for NPR. Despite that, BP has stood behind the official rate of about 5,000 barrels a day, based on airborne surveys. That number is clearly wrong. The oil company says it's recovering that amount of oil from one of the leaks at the seabed. They say it seems the flow from the pipe has diminished, but there is still a substantial amount of oil leaking into the Gulf. A spokesman for BP said it's good news that the company is now keeping 5,000 barrels a day out of the Gulf, but independent scientists say that may represent just 10% of the spilling oil, possibly even less. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Mexico's visiting president, Felipe Calderón, is on a mission to secure more U.S. commitment to stem the tide of drug trafficking and weapons smuggling. But before a joint meeting of Congress today, Calderón also talked at length about immigration, at a time when many lawmakers are reluctant to take up the issue. Mainly Democratic lawmakers applauded the Mexican leader when he slammed Arizona's new immigration law.
It is a law that not only ignores a reality that cannot be erased by decree, but also introduce a terrible idea using racial profiling as a basis for law enforcement.
Calderón was the first foreign head of state to address Congress this year. Seven-time Tour de France winner Lance Armstrong is again strongly denying that he took banned performance-enhancing drugs. Today, Armstrong responded to news that Floyd Landis had accused him and other elite cyclists of drug use. Landis was stripped of the 2006 Tour de France title for doping and has waged an extensive public campaign to clear his name.
NPR's In a series of emails, first reported by The Wall Street Journal and ESPN.com, Floyd Landis admitted using banned performance-enhancing drugs throughout his cycling career. He also accused Lance Armstrong of drug involvement, saying when they were teammates in the early 2000s, Armstrong helped Landis understand the way banned substances worked. There have been doping allegations against Armstrong throughout his career, all of which he's denied. Today, from the Tour of California, where he's competing, Armstrong said, "We have nothing to hide." Landis reportedly sent the emails to, among others, national and international cycling officials. In the ESPN.com interview, Landis said, quote, "I want to clear my conscience. I don't want to be part of the problem anymore." In a statement, the head of the World Anti-Doping Agency said, "We are very interested in learning more about this matter and getting to the heart of the issues raised." Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Dow still continuing its downward slide. It's down more than 260. This is NPR. Fears over Europe's attempts at stemming its debt crisis are taking their toll on U.S. stocks. As we just told you, the Dow continues to slide. At last check, it was down more than 260 points at 10,178. At one point, the Dow had dropped more than 300 points. The latest report on jobs is another factor for the downward slide. The Labor Department finds 25,000 more Americans filed their first unemployment claims last week. More diplomatic trouble on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea is accusing its northern neighbor of firing a torpedo and sinking a naval warship in late March. From Seoul, the Wahli Saikautau reports on the two-month investigation.
Teams of local and international investigators have concluded that a torpedo caused a powerful underwater blast that split the South Korean warship, killing 46 sailors. Yoon Tok-young is co-chair of the investigation team. He says they found clear evidence connecting North Korea, including the serial number of a torpedo fragment in Hangul, the Korean language. North Korea denies any involvement and today offered to send its own investigative team. It also threatened that any retaliation against the North would lead to war. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Order is beginning to return to parts of the capital of Thailand that were under siege for more than 2 months before the military's latest crackdown yesterday. But Bangkok and 23 other provinces are still under nighttime curfew for at least 3 more days. Thousands of anti-government protesters, mostly rural and poor activists known as Red Shirts, have abandoned their once fortified demonstration site in the heart of Bangkok. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.